Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm very excited to have Larry Robertson back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Larry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's for more than a couple of decades now, he's been working with companies like yours and mine from an advisory standpoint, from an investor standpoint. And so he knows the world of entrepreneurs. He knows the world of small business, and he's the founder of Lighthouse Consulting, which is the entity that he uses to deliver his services to folks like you and me. His new book is called A Deliberate Pause, Entrepreneurship and Its Moment in Human Progress, and he's one of our entrepreneurship experts in the Brain Trust. Larry Robertson, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Larry, when... We're in a period of time when entrepreneurship should be flourishing because, as you know, a lot of entrepreneurship, a lot of exciting things happen when people are sort of forced out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
It happened to me in 89 when I was downsized. I started my business in 89. You probably have a story about that yourself. You've seen 1,000 of these stories. Where as long as we're comfortable, we're probably not going to take action. But then once that myth has been dispelled about security, you know, that we think we really have it, and we see that we actually don't, it causes us to take chances to do things. And right now we ought to be seeing a lot of that. But I don't know that we are. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I almost look at it two ways, Jim. I don't see what you're describing, people who are looking around and saying, what could I make better? What could I turn into an opportunity? What could I turn it into real value doing? I don't see that. Let me tell you what I do see. I see people making the choice to run away from rather than run to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a real, it sounds like I'm saying almost the same thing, but there's a real important distinction there. I think, as you know, those opportunities, when you go towards them, you have to go towards them for the right reason. And if you're
right.
using them just to escape something else
right.
or hoping it's going to be easy on the other end, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's what I, and see, that's, no, we are saying the same things. And the other thing is, and then there, I'm also concerned about the ability, regardless of your motivations, to be your entrepreneurial motivations. I'm also concerned about the ability to capitalize those.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing we were kind of discussing at the break here. People are so distracted at the moment, and so to even if you have an idea, even if you're willing to put all your energy and force behind it. You have to be so focused, and you have to make sure that you're speaking to the right audience because people just don't have the time to listen to an idea right now. So to me, that's not necessarily a bad sign. It just says you have to be more prepared to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do look at that. You know, we could call it a silver lining, but I really do look at that positive side of things and say, this is always the time for entrepreneurs to thrive. This is always the time for small businesses to take advantage when things are tough. It's the toughest time to do it in terms of the effort that you have to put in and the focus that you have to have. But underneath that surface there, that very shallow surface, there's so much opportunity. I like the expression that problems are opportunity in workman's clothes. And I really feel it's that kind of an environment right now.
Well, one thing about it, if you survive, you and I have always known that it's not easy to be a small business. That's one of my three laws about small business. It's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run and grow one successfully.
Very true.
You and I have always known that. It's tough being, other than raising teenagers, being a business owner is the hardest thing I've ever done, Larry. And so we've always known that. But that's kind of on steroids right now. Is that behavior, that belief, that truth is kind of on steroids right now, isn't it?
I think it is, and I think there are two things. You know, what I love about your show is that you always get down to brass tacks and what can your listeners actually do about that. And I let me tell you two things that I think you can do with even that tough reality out there. One is I can't believe the number of people who want to ignore that or deny that it's true. And as soon as you start acknowledging that it's true and dealing with it as it is...
You mean that it's difficult?
Yes, that it's difficult.
You see a lot of people who are minimizing that?
Minimizing what the difficulty will
wow.
be as they pursue their own new...
Good luck to those folks.
Absolutely. And so I think embracing it is one. And here's the other thing, and I find this across all the entrepreneurs I work with and all the ones I interviewed for my book... Ask people who are doing it right,
mm-hmm.
because there are models out there, there are mentors out there, there are advisors out there, people who can keep you from learning by, you know, trial and error, and they're always willing to help.
Well, see, that's the best thing that you've said so far, Larry, because, folks, what Larry's saying to you is make your mistakes, because you will, but don't spend your money making mistakes that we already know don't work.
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about. Because your capital, every cent, every halfpenny that you have is precious as an entrepreneur. And if you waste that on mistakes that didn't have to be made, then you're just basically that's failure waiting to happen, isn't it, Larry?
No question. And you know, those resources are out there for you. Not just on the individual basis. I think sometimes people feel discouraged that they're going to have to perform the needle in the haystack search mm-hmm. to find somebody who can help. But let me give you some examples of where you can go for great advice, and you don't have to hunt and peck to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, your show. And I'm not patting you on the back here. What I'm saying is that you bring together people who are really thinking and talking in very short order about how you can do the right
thing. Well, I appreciate you saying that. We sure do try to do that.
Well, I think it's absolutely the case. The second is there are organizations like SCORE
mm-hmm.
that are there to advise small businesses.
And that's free.
And it's free. And so you've got people who've done it well and done it right who are willing to put their time out there to help you, and they're mm-hmm. all concentrated in one place. And the list really goes on from there. But I'm amazed at the number of people who are either afraid to ask for that help, don't know it's okay to ask for that help, or don't know where to go.
I have a theory on that, and I'm gonna run that theory by you when we come back after this break. Folks, I'm going to want you to think really hard if my theory about this thing about not asking for help, if it applies to you, because if it does, you got to fix that. 10:20 after. Stay with us. Right back with Larry Robertson. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. In that newsletter, by the way, you'll see my article on my definition or my description of this recovery. What's the number that I ascribe to that? So we'll talk about that. I talk about that in the letter. And if you subscribe now, you'll get it. You'll get that this week. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Larry Robertson is our guest, folks. He is the founder of Lighthouse Consulting. He's the author of A Deliberate Pause. Larry, tell us how we can find your book and you online, please.
Absolutely. It's very easy. For my book and lots of information about me as well, you can go to adeliberatepause.com. And if you want to just find out about my business, go to lighthouse-consulting.com.
So check that out, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold. It's outstanding. I promise you, if you want to see yourself, if you want to get an idea about and dispel some of the myths about entrepreneurship, you'll see that in Larry's book. Larry, when we went to the break, we were talking about people who don't ask for help. And I have a theory about that. I think it's because there are a couple of reasons. One is because they don't know who to ask. Well, you and I have just told them who to ask. Well,
yes.
There are people out there. But so they don't have that excuse anymore. And they're concerned that it will cost them too much. They don't have the money. You and I have just told them that most of that's for free.
Yep.
Number three, and this is the big one, I think people are afraid to ask because they're afraid that the person they ask will think that they're stupid, that they're uncompetitive or whatever. And I think this is a big problem for guys.
We
don't like to admit that we don't know something.
I completely agree.
And here's one more little anecdotal point. When I speak to audiences around the country that have been invited to come hear somebody speak, like me, they're more likely to be women there than men. Mm. It's interesting. The ratio of women to men is higher women to men.
Well, let me tell you the good news that I think reinforces your theory.
Maybe it's because of my face. I don't know, but I don't think so, Larry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let's keep that theory alive because you never know, Jim. I'll tell you the good news, though. As you know, for my book, I interviewed well over 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost an even balance of for-profit and non-profit and men and women and people in all sorts of industries. And the interesting thing is that all of them said that having those advisors, having people that you can go to and get different kinds of information, and not just one, you know, silver bullet advisor, but lots of different kinds, is so critical to your ability not just to succeed in the first place, but to continue to succeed. So the people who are actually doing it well are not afraid to ask, and it doesn't matter whether they're men or women. So whatever your inclination might be at the beginning to make you hesitant, everybody who's out there succeeding is saying, you've got to ask. And the shocking thing is, and I think the wonderful, warm thing is that instead of people laughing at you or talking behind your back, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, they can't wait to tell you what they know.
Exactly. This is such an important point, folks. Once you break through this myth about asking for help, and you get on the other side of it, you'll find a world of revelation. You'll find people wanting to help you. As you say, if somebody has gone through the gauntlet on their small business and they've learned some things, and you ask them how they do it, they're gonna unload on you, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you what, I'll give your
listeners. Now, if you're about to become one of their competitors, you know, they might not be as happy, and you can't blame them for that.
Sure, and I think you have to be somewhat selective about who you ask without being paranoid.
Right.
But here's another little tip that I'd give your listeners. First of all, I'll give them a challenge. Pick one person right now in your brain as you're driving around in the car on your way to work listening to Jim, and think about one person that you really admire how they've done things, okay? And call them today. And when you call them and they pick up the phone, don't say you want something from them. Say, I want to know what you think about this.
Right.
Don't ask them for a job. Don't ask them for money. Don't ask
them
for anything. Say, I want to know how you think. And I guarantee you those floodgates are going to open up, and you'll want to do this again and again.
You don't want to ask them too many specific questions, number one, because you probably don't know which ones to ask.
That's right.
But if you could say to them, how did you make it through this recovery? I do this whenever I get entrepreneurs on the show. People, we interview a lot of them on the show, and I'll say to them, "Tell us what you were thinking the year that you founded your business. How did that go for you?" I ask them those kinds of things, and they'll tell you.
Well, and the interesting thing is, and you've probably found this, Jim. Once you ask that question once, it's easy to do it again. And if you continue to ask the same question or kinds of questions, you pretty much find the answers you need. And I know that sounds unbelievable, but it really, really does work.
One of the things that helped me with my business as I grew it was I had the benefit of being a consultant to other businesses. Mm. And I got to see the mistakes that they were making.
Yes.
And I tried not to make those.
Yes.
And so I had a benefit there, but you can do the same thing on an ad hoc, you know, on an informal basis with folks. We need that website one more time, please.
Yes, it's adeliberatepause.com.
And your own website, your company website?
Lighthouse-consulting.com.
The book is A Deliberate Pause, available wherever books are sold. It's a very important book. Larry Robertson, that's Robertson with a T if you're Googling him. Larry, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Larry Robertson, folks. Great resource. We'll be back right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. 29 after. Stay with me. The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.